But as we continued, the trauma returned, together with other thoughts and images. I need to throw up. I have intrusions of lots of smells. Bad cologne, alcohol, vomit. A few minutes later, Kathy was crying profusely. I really feel my mom here now. It feels like she wants me to forgive her. I have the sense that the same thing happened to her. She's apologizing to me over and over. She's telling me that this happened to her, that it was my grandfather. She's also telling me that my grandfather is really sorry for not being there to protect me. I kept asking her to take deep breaths and stay with whatever was coming up. At the end of the next sequence, Kathy said, "I feel like it's over. I felt my grandmother holding me at my current age, telling me that she is so sorry she married my grandfather, that she and my mom are making sure that it stops here." After one final EMDR sequence, Kathy was smiling. I have an image of pushing my father out of the coffee house and Jeffrey locking the door behind him. He stands outside. You can see him through the glass. Everybody's making fun of him. With the help of EMDR, Kathy was able to integrate the memories of her trauma and call on her imagination to help her lay them to rest, arriving at a sense of completion and control. She did so with minimal input from me and without any discussion of the particulars of her experiences. I never felt a reason to question their accuracy. Her experiences were real to her, and my job was to help her deal with them in the present. The process freed something in her mind, brain, to activate new images, feelings, and thoughts. It was as if her life force emerged to create new possibilities for her future. As we've seen, traumatic memories persist as split-off, unmodified images, sensations, and feelings. To my mind, the most remarkable feature of EMDR is its apparent capacity to activate a series of unsought and seemingly unrelated sensations, emotions, images, and thoughts in conjunction with the original memory. This way of reassembling old information into new packages may be just the way we integrate ordinary, non-traumatic, day-to-day experiences.